the Office of Management and Budget announced today the first year-over-year decrease in contract spending since 1997. In a press briefing with OMB Director Jeffrey Zients, he says contract spending went down from $550 billion in fiscal 2009 to $539 billion in fiscal 2010.
Contracting that continued to grow at the rate that it did under the prior administration, when it doubled in 8 years, it would have reached $615 billion last year, some $80 billion more than the actual level we're reporting today. Indeed, we have reversed the trend of uncontrollable growth. So while we certainly have much work still to do, today's result that contracting actually decreased for the first time since 1997 is a major milestone and demonstrates our ability to do more with less.
President Obama set two goals for agencies around contracting: find $40 billion in savings and reduce the use of so-called high-risk contracts. Dan Gordon is the administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He says agencies hit the $40 billion mark, reducing contract spending 7% overall. But he says agencies also made progress on changing the type of contracts that they use.
The percentage of dollars in new sole source contracts dropped by 6% compared to the prior year. We would have liked it to have been more. There are agencies that actually achieved more. There are agencies that did less. In situations where agencies ran competitions but only received one bid, we actually had an achievement that was greater than the goal. We had an 11% drop. In time and materials contracts, we had significant improvement that was very satisfactory. In cost reimbursement, the final category, in fact, the numbers show a relative increase. There are a couple of reasons that might be driving that. As agencies move away from time and materials contract, which we view as the riskiest category, some of them are shifting to cost reimbursement, which does reduce risk.
That's OFPP Administrator Dan Gordon. He says that there was also a change in the way that information is recorded in the federal procurement data system, and that could be distorting the number of cost reimbursement contracts agency used last year. Zients says that despite the achievement, the president's proposed budget for fiscal 2012 calls for even more reductions. The proposed budget will focus on cutting administrative and contract costs, but Dan Gordon says it will target certain types of contracts.
We're working with the agencies to focus on reducing spending for professional and technical services bought from contractors. Professional technical services is sort of a term of art, but in general terms, it is the work that contractors are providing in our acquisition shops, in our IT shops, in other areas that we have come to rely on contractors, and it's been somewhat challenging for us. This is an area that has grown disproportionately over the past decade, and we see significant potential for savings. We're talking about a decrease of about 10%.
OFPP Administrator Dan Gordon says there was also a change in the way that information is recorded in the, he says that agencies can't just spend less on contracts. They also have to spend smarter. He says agencies have to learn from industry to improve their purchasing strategies. OMB released a memo giving agencies guidance about how to increase their communication with the private sector. Dan Gordon calls it the myth-busting memo.
Too often we're hearing myths about not being able to talk with industry. And in fact, we can talk with industry and we need to talk with industry more. We will get better contracts from doing that. We'll get newer technology and we can get better prices.
Science says that insourcing is not playing a big role in reducing the number of professional services contracts. He says OMB never considered insourcing a potential source of dramatic savings because they view it as a good government management initiative, not a cost-saving initiative. OMB is expected to issue new guidance around inherently governmental contracting and related positions in the coming months. And joining me for insights about this memo is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, let's start about, this was all released and Jeffrey Zients has talked about this a couple times. And, the goal here is to really, they're really hoping to reduce costs.
It's all about cost reduction. They see contracting and spending of contracting as just out of site has gone up too much over the last decade, and a lot of it can be looked back a lot of it on the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Right.
A lot of that spending went there, but they also are looking at, you know, the competitive sourcing, the outsourcing by the Bush administration, the Homeland Security Department creation created a lot of those outsourced type jobs because they had to get them in there quickly. And they're saying, okay, well, where are the areas that we went too far, and can we pull some of that back in? And I think that's what you're hearing specifically about the professional services. And the fact is,
and there were some crazy things that went on where agencies were actually, they had outsourced the selection process where a company was part of the selection group. I mean, things that just, if you're outside the belt, even if you're inside the beltway, you scratch your head and you go, how does that make any sense?
They definitely hit the gray area a little bit in terms of the same company writing the requirements and then another company, the same company, a different part of the company, but the same one bidding on it. I think that's a problem. And what has this led to is this idea that it's much more rigid in terms of the interaction between government and industry. And it's also caused what you see, for instance, with the news we got earlier this week when Oracle paid down a fine to the Justice Department for something that Sun Microsystems did a number of years ago, what they call, you know, the kickback. And that, not saying that's guilty or innocent, but I'm saying you're seeing a lot of this much different type of atmosphere around contracting. And I think what Dan Gordon with this myth-busting memo is trying to do is change the atmosphere, say, no, it is okay for you guys to talk.
So let's touch on these. Dan Gordon mentioned this, and we heard him talk about this memo trying to bring agencies and industry closer together. The guidance tries to bust 10 common myths about industry-government communication. And so let's go through these 10 common myths. Let's go, not go through the full list. We have it linked up, federalnewsradio.com. But give us a couple of these.
I think one interesting one is agencies can't meet one-on-one with a potential vendor.
Right.
Now, that's the myth. Obviously, OMB says that's not true. In fact, the goal is not to give a vendor preferential treatment. That's actually the real goal here. The requirement is to share information in a timely manner.
To treat everybody fairly.
Exactly.
Level playing field.
So if you meet with a vendor, if an agency meets with a vendor and they give them some information, they should say, okay, this is not just your information, I'm giving this to everyone.
Right.
So they should timely put that out to all potential offers.
Well, and frankly, Vivek Kundra, when he was DC CTO, he would record those meetings, and in fact, he would often do just put it on YouTube and make it fully available. Everybody sees it. Everybody gets it at the same time.
So nobody has the preferential treatment. So that's one big one. They're saying, hey, just say, you know, understand that there's also no organizational conflict of interest when you're talking about how you have a solution to their problem or a marketing event meeting. So that's different than I'm going to write the requirements and I'm going to bid on them. And that's something that OMB said. Another thing they said was communication with contractors is like communications with registered lobbyists, and communication with registered lobbyists require disclosure, and so agencies should avoid these meetings. That is a myth. OMB says, no, that is not true. What the disclosure is only required in certain meetings, and many contractors are not registered lobbyists, so actually no disclosure or very small amount of disclosure under certain circumstances like Recovery Act funding are needed. So that's a very important one too, because there's a lot of worry, concern about contractors when that requirements came down from the White House saying, well, now we can't meet with anyone because everything's got to be disclosed.
Yeah.
Now, finally, one last one that was I thought was interesting. When an agency makes a task order award through a multiple award contract, the agency isn't required to give the losing vendors a debriefing. That's the myth that OFPP says is out there. OFPP says, while true, they're not required to do a debriefing under the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, OMB says agencies are encouraged to make as much information as available as possible and shouldn't just focus on the minimal amount that is legally required. So debriefings where you tell the contractor why you lost, what you did wrong, why we picked somebody else, are very important. Also avoids bid protests better. It also makes the contractor better for next time, and those are all beneficial to the agency.
Let's talk a little bit about, and Dan Gordon mentioned it, inherently governmental insourcing. This is a piece that I know has bothered industry a little bit, and it's also a very difficult line. What is inherently governmental?
I think that's something that we're waiting on, that final guidance coming from OMB in the next couple months.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, in some ways, the missing piece to all of this conversation. Well, what's inherently governmental? What's close to inherently governmental? What's critical functions? And once we get those better definitions, both vendors and agencies will have a better feel around, okay, what needs to be brought back in, what can be continued to be outsourced, or what maybe we've contracted too much of one function. Maybe a couple people are okay, but maybe not 10.
Yeah.
And I think once they kind of get that feeling, that understanding, that's going to be a lot easier. Now, you know, it's interesting because someone did bring up the insourcing at the press conference. I sat in with my colleague Meg Beasley, who worked on this story for online and on air, and she said, and one of the things that came out was, Zients was like, listen, this is not about insourcing. This is a totally separate subject. And he was very clear about that.
We only have a minute left, but I want you to tick off a couple, because there are some requirements in the memo. I haven't been able to, I quickly scanned it before I ran in here, but there are some requirements for agencies in this memo.
Absolutely. Now, the first thing agencies have to do is develop a draft vendor communications plan by June 30th. That plan will be reviewed by both, and this is very interesting, OFPP and Federal CIO Vivek Kundra's office. And eventually that memo, once approved by OMB, will be placed on to the public and to the workforce so everyone knows what that communication strategy is. OFPP and the CIO's office will launch a new online community of practice by June as well. This will include strategies, lessons learned, best practices for communicating with vendors. This process will start in March when OFPP convenes a working group. And then finally, OFPP will develop a platform, maybe something like a wiki, to let agencies more easily talk to vendors. I could imagine something like very similar to GSA's Better Buy project, what they're doing.
Right.
We've talked about that several times on your show, in terms of using that as a model and kind of building from there.